Good morning. We're continuing Chayim Hilchos Shabbos. I'm learning the Chav Chav, which deals with Halachos Bishul, and we're learning Siman Yud Aleph. So we spoke outside of the three approaches that the Chayim has, a scenario where a person is going to be putting food lechatchila in proximity to a fire on Shabbos, where normally the scene of lechatchila is aser, but there are certain scenarios where it's mutter. And therefore, the Chayim is saying that even though that's true, a person has to be concerned about the possibility of bishul, which could be relevant, something which is raw, cooking it, and it's relevant, something which has been heated, to be reheated, we have a concern of bishul. So that another Chayim is going to say that inside. So he says these things which there's a concern of bishul after bishul, and obviously things which are raw, like peiros, we boy shoshul nicham kenegad madura elatan or bala levizveis shakurin gjimis. So it's also to put them adjacent to the fire, or to put them on top of the oven, or on the levazveis. Levazveis was the rim which went around their ovens. They had these large ovens which are used to cook on and also to heat the home. And there was a ledge which went around there, which a person would use that area to put pots, etc. So that's the levazveis. So a person can't put it there. I feel al kliacher ha'emet etzel ha'ish, putting it on top of another pot which is on the fire. Or the some part of the tzidi ataner la'achar shehusik ataner, putting it next to the oven on the ground after the oven has been heated, has been fired up. So not only these cases usher. Elafila Diana Tanner Kar. But even in the case of where the oven has not been fired up yet, so we have to know that the scenario where they would heat up an oven on Shabbos, since the oven was also the heating element for the home, one is allowed to ask a non Jew to come in and turn on the oven, i.e., the heating, the heat for the home. The reason being that Tamir La'akum, to prevent people getting sick. HaKocherlem, Eitzel Tzina, people have a status of illness when it comes to the issue of cold. We're not talking about a person prefer 72 degrees over 70 degrees. We're talking about if the person does not heat the fire and he's cold in the northern European winters or the northern Poland, etc., the home will get extremely cold and people will get sick. And Allah says, Amir La'akum is mutter. Even for a deraisa, you can ask a guy to do a deraisa, malacha deraisa, for the needs of somebody who's ill. So they were allowed to ask a non-Jew to light up the oven. Now you're putting this food next to the oven before the oven has been lit. The fire was in there overnight, the fire died down. Right now there's no fire, there's no significant fire in there, it's not really heating anything. You want to put a pot of food adjacent to the tanner, that when they light up the fire, it's going to cook warm the food there. So in that case, that's usher. So remember, the Chayyim used the word lomi, where it means not only, we still haven't gotten to the end of his thought. So these are the cases which are he's saying are the lesser level of significance of Kiddush. They're obvious, and he's going to say soon. Not only is this case true, but even that case is true. The case which is not as obvious, and it's less logical to us, and still it's usher. So we're still talking about the cases which are clearly understandable and logical to us. If you're going to leave the food there, the item there, until it gets to Yatza Letisbo, so that's an act of cooking, considered cooking it. So either something which is raw, you cook something which is raw, or alternatively something which is has been cooked, but it's fully cooled. We were probably yesh bishul achar bishul. So putting it to there to a point that it's going to reach the Yatza Letisbo is obviously a problem. However, the kiddush over here is, what about a case where you plan to remove it before that happens? Elafilo ein dai to klal lahachem. The person has no goal to heat the food up. Rak lahafik, you know, so he just want to take away the chill. He's happy with it being room temperature. But it's, right now it's very cold. It's frozen. It's cold or whatever it is. You want to put it there that it should warm up to room temperature, and then you plan to take it away. So you have no intent, no intention to leave it there to the point that it gets the outside of his boat. So I might think that that case is mutter. Chiyadim tells you that's a mistake, and that case is going to be usher. In that case, is filhachi usher l'hamid b'makom sheminiach oisus man rab yochel ischamim kol kach ashti yatzlat as well. Because I'll not allow you to put it in a place where it could reach yatzlat as well if you leave it there, even though you plan to take it off before that. Why? Because I'm worried about that, because they're afraid you might forget and not take it off. Let's just finish that sentence. The chashid and shem yishkach or yeh lo yesek b'yishkach b'yisbashul shom b'yechayv. So because I were afraid that you might forget that it's there, or you might get involved with something else, and then end up not getting back to it in time, and it'll reach yatzalet as well, and the person has done bishul, either bishul on a raw food, or bishul on a food which has been fully cooked, which has a liquid which is fully cooked, which has heat, which has cooled down to room temperature. There's a problem with bishul, acher bishul. That's a problem with the new bishul, and it's usher. So even when you plan to remove it before that happens, it's a lesser because you're afraid you're going to forget. Okay, that's the point of the Chayyim says. We have to clarify some more details about this. Blessed Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.